Okay, we continue in the Rambam after our little summer break. We're in the laws of Psulei Mikdashim, Halach Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Tes, Chapter 4, Laurel 19. Everybody sends regards to Sam Friedlander.
Hi, Sam. Boker,
hi, Sam. Hi, Sam.
I'm having a mere lemon for you, Sam.
Wow.
Okay.
Pour a little bit on the recorder.
All right, we've been talking, if you recall, when people declare something to be a korban chatos or something, and then there's some problems with it, or you lost it, and then you found another one, you made another one, and now you've found the one after you brought the other one, what happens to the original one, things like that. So, and we talked about the ashram, about the chatos, and we talked about the ashram, so now we're certain ashrams, now we go to a different ashram, in Halacha Yud Tes. Havi Ashram Toli, a person brought an Ashram Toli. An Ashram Toli is when you are in doubt as to whether you did a sin or not.
Right.
And you don't know, you ate a piece of meat, you didn't know if it was chalav or not. Oy. And there was no way you could figure out if you sinned or not.
I hate that.
Clearly there was a doubtful situation involved.
Yeah.
But, and that's why the Torah says you bring an Ashram Toli. A dependent ashram, where you're not sure if you did the sin or not.
If you sinned or not.
So it works if you did do the sin?
Of course.
Is it kapara?
Well, we never will know if you did it. No, will we?
We won't. But
so that's what you're bringing it for. That's the whole point. So in case you did sin, then you have kapara for it. And if you didn't sin, well, then you covered your bases.
Yes,
that's the usual halacha of an ashram toli.
You're not allowed to bring a regular sin if you're not sure. That
you can't bring a korban chatos if you don't know, if you're not sure. That's why it's called an ashram toli. So anyway, he brought an ashram toli, and guess what happened?
He
brought the animals all done.
And?
And then, Vinodalo, then he finds out, he hires the FBI, and they're able to check out things forensically. I don't know.
And what happened?
And they found out Shalom Chato. They found he didn't sin. At the end of the day, he did not sin.
But he already gave the offering.
He already brought the offering. Or Shechot Tavada. Or they found out that he definitely did sin. Okay, now that's a very interesting situation over here. Because let's think about this. Let's look at it on both ends. On the one hand, if he didn't sin, so you might think he just wasted his korban Ashram Toli,
because
it comes out he didn't sin,
but he was concerned.
As long as we didn't know. No. That's point one. The other hand, if we found he for sure sinned, then guess what?
He has
to bring a korban chatos. So now if he has to bring a korban chatos, so what happens to that Ashram Toli that you brought? So says the Rambam the following. Okay, we have to know exactly when we found out. So im ad shelo nishchat, if we find out before he slaughtered the animal, he says, I declare this animal an ashram toli. He brings it to the kohen, and before the kohen does anything to it, we find out the truth. So he didn't do anything. So what do we do then? Yira, let it graze, at sheyipol b'mum, till it develops a blemish, the yiplu domov linadova. And now the money goes as a nedava. Now you
to buy a nedava, right.
To buy a nedava, to buy a korban ola as a nedava, right. For that. Now you might have thought, wait a minute, we could say it was a wrongful declaration.
A mekas tos.
You know, he really had he known he would, but the Rambam says no. That once it's been consecrated.
Yeah, sure.
The consecration lasts. Why? Because a good Jewish heart is always concerned over the possible of his sin.
Wow.
Since he separated it in the doubtful situation. So even when he knew he was separating, he knew there could be less than 50% chance he didn't sin. But he wanted Gomar Balibo Lahakdish. He concluded in his heart that he wanted the animal to be a sanctified animal. So therefore, in the suffix, so therefore he wants it, so that he knows there's a good chance maybe he didn't sin, but he's saying still and all I want to bring it, even though he didn't sin, it's not called mistaken hektish.
So at what moment does it become sanctified?
When he declares it, here's this animal, I declare it as an Ashram Toli. This animal's gonna be brought to your son. I've consecrated it at that point.
He can be at home still.
Sure.
Well, he is at home.
Sure. Okay? So it wasn't considered a mistake, because Jews really want to get atonement. And therefore the fellow figures that way. So that's it's holy. You can't bring it as an Ashram Toli. Can't do that at all anymore. No. But it's consecrated, so use it for something else. So let it develop a mum. Once it develops the mum, then you just exchange the money and you bring it for another korban.
So because you've already set in your mind that this is an Ashram Talui, you can't now change, I'm innocent, let's make it an ola offering and we'll square the books off. You can't do that because it's already been designated.
That's right.
So it has to graze, the mum, sell it, get the money, buy the ola.
Now let's take it a step further now. That's not a huge chiddush. It makes sense, logical. Okay. But the next point is a big chiddush. What if he frisho? Let's say he separated. But how does he even know there was a doubt? How does there was a doubt? Because there were witnesses. There are witnesses that said, you just bought that piece of meat? Do you know what everybody's been saying about that store?
No, what?
That they're not sure if the meat is kosher or not. And I never heard of it. There are witnesses. And I says, was that a fact? Yes, everybody's. And now you're going to have to bring bring an Ashram Toli. Yep, I guess you got to bring an Ashram Toli. Now, in other words, he had no idea he possibly did the sin.
Yeah.
But there's witnesses who said it. We're not done yet.
Uzamu.
Now, so he separates the animal. But wait a minute. Afilapi ate him, even though it was Adim who did it. Or, you know. And then Vahuzamo. And then afterwards, we find that the two witnesses were liars.
Liars.
They were just playing a dirty trick on him. We have other witnesses who said, how could you have testified this and this? You were out of town. There's no such a thing. Whatever the situation is.
No town's kosher. Come on.
Okay. So now, what would you then think? Now the guy would think, hey, wait a minute. These guys were liars. I got tricked.
But I already separated it.
So there's a bit of a chiddush. The Rambam still maintains it stays the same. Yiplu domo v'nedava. You wait till the animal gets a blemish, and you give a korban ola as a gift offering. I understand, but you might have thought then it's more of a mistake because the first case
liars.
It could be but betos. If you do something and it's totally a mistake, okay. So that the chiddush originally was since the guy knows it's a doubt, but he wants to get it
in his heart.
So he says, okay, even if it's not, I want it anyway.
The very nature of that.
Okay, but if it's other people telling me, I might have thought. Wait a minute, if they wouldn't have said anything, I wouldn't have done anything. Why should I lose out? Rambam's still saying a Jewish heart is still a Jewish heart, and even if it's other people that caused him to want to cover his bases, still it's sanctified, and we wouldn't call it a mistaken sanctification.
In the first case, he designated it when he realized that he didn't sin, and then, he may have made another sin. Can he use that? He may have done
no, something. It has to go for a nedava.
Can't use it toward another one of his doubts.
I may have this wrong, and I really need Sam to help me. But you were with Mordechai a while ago, the Korban Pesach, and if there's a mess up or something, then it can become a chagiga offering.
Okay, so that's a different type of korban. Because it's a shlomim. It's a shlomim. You're getting in the world of shlomim is a different world than chattas and ashrams and things like that. Certain things can change, others can't. Right. Now, let's take it the next step now. So this is all, you have not yet shechted the animal. So now we're going to play the same cases again now, but we've gone another step. We've now shechted the animal. And now we find out that it wasn't a doubtful situation. If after he shechted, thinking it wasn't a proper Ashram Toli, but after he shechts it, no dela, we find out that either he for sure sinned, or he didn't sin at all, or ate him zone, whatever. We find out that it's not to be. Now, at that point already, hadom yishafech, the blood has to be spilled out. You can't continue the service.
It stopped on the spot.
You cannot continue the service. Spill the blood. Vabosar yisareif. And now you got to burn the meat in a different place. Kishar psule hamikdashim, like other hectic things that became puzzle, as we will learn in chapter 19 of regular psulei mikdashim. Okay, so in other words, you can't take it any further.
Didn't sin, that's the end of the story.
That's it. It should not have been done, and it's messed up, and goodbye, Charlie.
You the money's already spent, but that's tough luck.
And therefore, you'd either have to bring a korban chatas if they found out he for sure is in, or he doesn't have to do anything. It was a wasted korban, basically. What if, though, he went a step further? He already sprinkled the blood. He not only shethed it, but sprinkled
now
the
you
blood.
Eat
the and
meat.
Then we
now
find
you
out,
eat the meat.
No to lo achash in Israq ha'dam, and with a sprinkle, well, now you've already affected atonement.
Yeah.
You've already reached the stage of atonement, and it's too late to undo what was done. So now, ha'basar ye'ochel, the meat is eaten, like kohanim. The kohanim, they're the ones who can eat a korban asham toli. Anyway, k'chol asham is like any other korban asham, because he got the kapara.
So does that mean if he
the kapara what happened? You can't say he didn't get the kapara.
Yeah.
And then afterwards you want to say, and it's a korban kosher, because everything was done. It was done legitimately. So when we just finish up the job, it can't.
So if
can't,
he found out he did sin, does he have to bring?
Then he has to bring a korban chatas,
even though he got kapara.
He got, but now we have more information.
Not for what he needed.
For the uncertainty, he got kapara. But now there's certainty. Now he's got to bring a korban chatas. Okay, this is all an asham toluy. But there's other ashamos for other specific sins. That's an asham vadai. So an asham vadai has different laws completely.
Can I just ask one other question about what we just said?
Yeah.
Is there a time frame as to when you find out the truth? Like, if you find out the truth...
Well, you don't waste a lot of time bringing korbanos, Paul. The whole korban was brought, done, burnt, and eaten, and everything. But I guess he might have to bring another korban chatas. If they find out that it was, it's not likely that much later, but could be, then he'd have to bring a korban chatas. But everything was already fait accompli in terms of kapar and everything happened. So, I guess you bring another korban chatas. Okay, this is all the asham toluy. Now we move on to the asham vadai, where he certainly did a certain avera that you specifically bring an asham for. Yeah. So asham vadai ain't okay, does not have the same laws. Im ad shelo nishchat. Now here's, let's say, he thought he did the sin.
But?
And now we just find out he just didn't do the sin at all. That's the only other option.
And he hasn't shechted the animal yet.
You know, for whatever crimes you bring a korban asham, let's say you steal and you swore falsely, things like that, and then they find out, let's say they were false witnesses or whatever, and they found out he never did it.
He never swore falsely.
You know, or whatever.
For whatever
reason, that everyone thought that's what happened, but then they found out afterwards it didn't happen. Well, that's already a whole different case.
Ooh.
Then that's Yetzei v'yira b'eid. Then that's called a mistake. That's called, I never wanted to make
because
it happen.
Because this is a vadai. This is a vadai. There was no vadai
when a
here.
Person's in doubt, he says, oh, I'm not sure if I did the sin. Well, okay. And I want to cover my base. Even though here's the difference.
It's covering
when
your
I'm
bases.
Not sure,
covering
you're
your
volunteering
bases.
To cover your base.
That's it.
So you're volunteering to cover your base. You already said, I'm willing to go beyond. So if it happened, I was willing to go beyond, so I went beyond.
Yeah.
But now someone said, no, you sinned. Yeah, for sure.
This
I for sure sinned. Well, I'm not doing anything voluntary over here.
Right.
I have to bring
I'm obligated.
It. Because you're telling me I for sure sinned. So if I for sure sinned, I for sure do it. I wasn't going beyond the letter of the law here. So now that I have to bring it, if you say so, I have to bring it. But it wasn't.
He didn't do it. No.
He may have. Well, that's an interesting case because. Yeah, but it appears that it doesn't work this way. So it comes out if I never did sin at all. See, when it's a doubtful situation, you know at the time that maybe you didn't sin.
Right.
See? You see the difference? When it's a doubtful one, you know it's possible you didn't sin, and still you are. But when you think you sinned, then I only want to do it if I sin, not if I didn't sin. If I didn't sin, I for sure wouldn't want to do it.
The certainty that he sinned.
There's no philanthropic heart, so to speak. It's I have to. If I did sin, then I guess I have to. But if I find out I didn't, then I didn't.
But in this case, you maintain you did, but the witness.
Well, we don't know what you maintain. It doesn't say that.
You might agree, you didn't realize, and there's nothing against you. Or you can say, there's no way I got in that car on Shabbos.
Well, this is not that type of
thing. Whatever it was, I don't know. Doesn't matter.
But anyway, that's what the Rambam maintains over here, and therefore he says Yetzei v'yira b'eder kishar chulin. You let it just graze like regular chulin. And it's certainly a case that he only intended if he really sinned. And therefore, since he didn't sin, it's hektish betos. And because he knew if it was an ashram toli, he says, listen, even if I didn't sin, okay, I'm willing to do it. But here it's, I'm only doing because you told me I sinned. And it is.
We don't know that.
It could, well, obvious. If he really did, then we can't turn around later and say he didn't.
Right.
When it's a doubtful situation, he's not sure. He ate a piece of meat, and, you know, nobody's sure. You know, I'm not sure there were two pieces of meat. One was kosher. I have no way of knowing. But if he's bringing Ashram Vadai, you know, if he really did do the sin, then he knows he really did. We're never going to have a case that he didn't do it.
Well, that's what we're saying here.
But it must be with witnesses or something.
Witnesses say he did it.
Then he really didn't want to do it. If it's a doubt... And you, if nobody knows, the witnesses says,
yeah.
"But if I don't think I did it, but the witnesses said I did it, okay, then I guess I don't have a choice." But when we find out, let's say the witnesses were liars, and well, I never wanted to give it to begin with, so to speak. So therefore, it's called a toes, and it's like a regular animal.
Yeah.
Now,
no kedusha.
However, and there really is no kedusha. But what happens if the truth comes out a little bit later?
That
the imnisha, but after it was slaughtered, they find out he didn't sin. Then that's an animal that should never have been a korban to begin with. Harezi yikaver, we bury it. It's like nothing. It's not like the Ashram Toli. It never had kedusha at all. V'imkishin Israel, even if you sprinkle the blood. No one can eat it, and you can't eat it now. There's no kapar. There was no nothing.
Because there was never any kedusha.
It's just brought to the burning place. Kisharp, something like other.
There was never any kedusha.
That was wrong.
It's already shechted.
No, it was.
It's already shechted on a mizbeach.
Should never have been brought as an animal.
You can't now. You can't.
It never had kedusha to begin with. It was betos. Was mistaken.
Nothing to kedusha.
That's
why you can't just use it.
Doesn't make logical sense. I mean, if the guy...
Let's just say a case where the witnesses were proven wrong.
Yeah. But the guy knew all along that he didn't sin.
But you don't have a choice. When the Bez says you have to bring it.
You're convicted of speeding, you didn't speed. It doesn't matter.
You still got to pay, don't you?
You still got to pay the fine.
I get that.
So you got to bring the car in.
You didn't do it, but it doesn't matter.
You still got to pay it.
You're designated this animal only because the basin said you have to bring it.
Right.
Yep. So therefore, when we find out the truth, that he says, well, I told you I never wanted to bring it.
Told you so, yeah.
So that's not like the first case where he wants to bring it because he's not sure.
It's not totally different. So that's the difference. Okay. Moving on. Okay, now we're going to get to a similar situation which we discussed before by other korbanos. Mishin is chayv v'ashram toli. Let's say a guy has to bring an ashram toli, and he wants to be safe, remember? So sometimes a person will separate two animals. Remember we did it with the korban chatas and the korban ashram? So we said, with an ashram toli, well, we're not sure, you know, you have to bring an ashram toli. Well, I want to make sure that nothing slips off. I'm going to allocate two, and one is insurance policy, so to speak, right? So what happens? So miskaper be'echot, so you slaughter one, you get kapar with one. Vasheni, and the second one, since you use it as an insurance policy, it has a certain kedusha, just in case the other one wouldn't. So here you let it graze achibo bo'mum till it gets a blemish. V'yiplu damu v'dom, take the money and bring it as a korban ola, just like we said by korban. Just like we said by the korban chatas.
Same rule.
In halacha, over there, because there, in other words, he never intended to bring more than one animal.
Right.
See, when he said, I'm only going to bring one. Okay, so therefore, it's not like a mistaken, there's no mistake over here, but it was there. I give it a certain
This was an insurance policy.
Something failed in the first one, the other one's there.
Let's say a guy, he's coming, he wants to buy two in case something goes wrong with the first, and I already have a second one sanctified.
There's many things that can go wrong, Shelley.
So instead of me having to schlep back and forth, if you only bring one animal and it gets messed up,
I'm taking these two, between the two,
my bases will be covered.
Yeah.
If anything happens to one, the other one's okay. Okay? And I don't intend on bringing more than one.
I think what Shelley's question is, couldn't he bring the second animal along without designating and just wait to see whether the first one...
He didn't do that. He could have done that, but he didn't want. He wouldn't bring it along, Stam, to bring it along. He said, I want to make sure that there's nothing wrong over here, and I'm designating both these are going to cover it.
I think the case, neither of us understand why he would do it that way. Because he could still stuff the cow along, and then,
I don't know. Vein Tzarech Lomar, this next line does not make sense at all. Vein Tzarech Lomar b'Ashram Vadishkein, and certainly the laws with an Ashram Vadai would say the same thing. Now, that's not really so clear because...
Vein Tzarech Lomar.
Yeah, he's saying, but for sure the laws by Ashram Vadai. Commonly say, what's for sure?
Yeah.
It's more by Ashram Toli. The guy wants to be more because he's not sure about it. So the commentators have a little trouble with that line.
They certainly do.
Okay, now... We're going to get into more specific details about the Korban Asham. Okay, certain halachic requirements for Korban Asham. Number one, you have to know all Korban Ashams have to be a male. Number one. Okay. Can't be a female. Number two, some of them, there's different types of Ashams. Some are a ram, and the ram has to be in its second year. Mm-hmm. And some can be sheep, which is in its first year. Okay, just know that piece of information. As the Rambam
explains. Is that the same animal except the age?
Well, no, it had male sheep, but yeah, it's a ram.
So, yeah, so
it's grew up to be a ram.
The same animal, it's just how old it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, it's a male. A male becomes a ram, but if he's young, he's a sheep.
Right.
Okay, anyway. So now, kol ha'ashama shebetorah, all ashams, but there'll be an exception afterwards, even though he said all, it doesn't mean all, it means most. Shebetorah, boin b'nei shtein, they're brought in its second year. Which specifically means in its 13th month and one day and on. Okay? That's considered the second year. Not 12 months and one day, but 13 months and one day. We already learned this long ago. Yeah. It has to be in its second year. Most of them. Okay? And also, very important rule, uboim bekesef shkolim. And it must be worth 2 silver shekels minimum. Okay? And Torah calls it a shekel, the Gemara calls it a sela, but the Torah clearly says it's got to be 2 shekels. It can't be worth less than that. If you go to the market and it sells for less than 2 shekels, can't bring it. That's a gzeres hakosuv. It's got to be worth 2 shekels, with the following exception. And we just said every usham, okay, that's your regular ushams have to be that way. Chutz, with the exception, me asham mitzora. Let's say an asham of a mitzora. When you want to get your final kapar, you bring a korban asham. Or of an asham nazar, if you're a nazar. Yeah. One of the korbanas you bring is an asham. Those are the exceptions to the asham. Shem b'nei shana, they're in their first year. And also the ein lid meim kitzpa. There's no minimum amount that it has to be worth. Mm-hmm. All other ashams must be worth at least 2 shekels. Can't be worth less. This for the nazir and for the mitzora... It's a first yearling, and it could be any value. Now we have to change the text coming up here. Ashram Toloi, an Ashram Toloi, ba min ha-gidolim, take out the words ketanim. It has to be the big one, meaning a ram. Ashram Toloi has to be a ram. Umepieshmua, and we learned this rabbinically, although the commentators don't understand this, they feel it's a biblical source. Lamdli also in She'eno bo ela bekesef shkolim. It has to be 2 shekels as well. So basically, the Rambam is still basically saying all korban ashams.
I missed the second word. It says bina gedolim umina gedolim.
No. Take out the words hakatanim o. Read it the following. Asham toli bo min hagedol.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so what the Rambam is basically saying, every korban asham is always a second year ram, whatever, and it has to be worth 2 shekels. The exception is only the asham mitzvah, the asham nazir, first year, any value. That's basically what the Rambam is saying.
Beyond the 12 months.
In the first year.
So nothing between 12 and 13.
Well, that we have that, we remember we called that, it was, yeah. I forgot the name, a funny name they called it. Yeah. It was in between. Remember Sanamu? I forgot what it was called. Okay, anyway, now comes an interesting situation. So let's say you need to bring a Korban Asham. So you go to the local Korban Asham store and say, I'd like to buy a Korban Asham. No problem.
Asham's
one
for you.
The market value now, all Korban Ashams are trading, or all second year rams are trading at the Chicago market for 1.5 shekels.
No.
That's all? Not, I was expecting to pay too. I'm sorry, there's so many of them around. You can't get anyone to buy for more than 1.5 shekels. Well, now what does he do? What he,
overpay.
The Torah says, no. So, look at this. Chav Gimel. Who's lo'elim? Let's say the value of rams, the market value of rams has gone down.
Depreciated.
Has plummeted.
Depreciated.
Says, oh, you can't find a ram that costs 2 sellers. Guess what? Ain't lo takan, got no solution.
Oh, no.
You cannot bring the korban asher. Now, that's wild.
You could always go to the gift store. They always overprice
because
everything.
You need atonement. Obviously, the asher is for atonement, right? You got nothing to do. So what do you do? Elayisha, you can't pay more than what it's worth because it's not true.
The
animal's got to be worth 2 shekels. If it's not worth 2 shekels, you can't falsely say, well, I'll give you 2 anyway. It doesn't make it worth 2 shekels if it isn't worth 2 shekels. So that because, you know, people would buy ram stamazoi. Where do you want to eat a ram? You want to have an animal to feed for supper, regular supper. No one's charging you that kind of price. So what do you do? Elayisha, you got to wait. Until the price goes up. The Yavu Bishtes until you finally can spend 2 sellas. Shahik Bita Torah al Domov Vinoslo Kitzba. Because the Torah is very particular about the value of the animal and they made a minimal amount. So it comes out it's an unusual situation where the person's atonement is delayed until the market value goes up.
Wow.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you.
Just buy up all the surplus.
Shelley, who runs the world?
You just go into the market.
Hashem. No, Mark, no.
So why did you make a market?
Because he wanted to hold off your kapara.
Maybe. I don't know. That's okay, now we get to the interesting situation. When does the animal have to be worth 2 sellers? Here's an interesting scenario. Chavdak. Let's say he bought a ram for an asham and he separated. He bought it, he separated it. But when he bought it, it was only worth a sella. So really, he shouldn't have done this. You know, it doesn't help. It's only worth a sella. So right now, could you bring it even?
No.
No.
But then the
price goes up. But then a couple days later, when he gets to Yerushalayim, and now he'd like to bring the animals an offering, you have to send the value shot up 2 shekels. Now, can he bring it? Remember, this is the point of the issue here. When he made it holy,
it was only worth one shekel.
So when it went up in value, under whose ownership did
Hashem's,
it come in value?
Hashem's.
So really, it's the Beis Hamikdash that owned it. It went up on the base of Mikdash's dime, as it were, on its back. So I might think, hey, you can't profit off of the base of Mikdash. That's what I might have thought. So he says, kosher, you can bring the animal. Because now it's worth 2. And shahadichui mekor, even though it got pushed away initially, the adayin lo nira, but it wasn't yet worthy to be a korban, and therefore we don't consider the animal was ever really pushed off. And therefore we say that it's okay. Even though it just got more expensive on its own, as it were, and it got... it's not like he fed it or something like that. You might say, well, I'll just feed it and make it worth more. No, it's just the market value went up. So now the only question, so it's good. Now the question you want to ask is, maybe he has to pay the base of Mikdash back.
Yeah.
Maybe the animal's kosher, but he owes the base of Mikdash a seller. Because it went up in value when it belonged to the base of Mikdash. So Rambam doesn't say, so therefore the commentators assume he doesn't have to pay.
Yeah.
So that's situation one.
The opposite, though.
Now,
is
how
a
about
challenge.
The opposite? Hayah Vishasa Frosha Yofishtaim. Let's say it's worth 2 when he bought
and
it.
Now he shafted it.
But the Vishaska part, but now it's time to bring it, really bring it as a korban. It drops. Yofas Goso Sela. Hareza Apostle, you can't bring it because it's not worth 2 shekels.
You're going to move it, Shelly.
Final scenario, real fluctuation. Chazer Venase Yofishtaim. What if it goes back to 2? In other words, you bought it at 2. You're ready to bring the korban, goes down to 1. Now you wait it out, and now it goes up to 2. What do you say? Yachsukasha, it's okay. Why? Because she'im balei chayim lechem. When the animal's alive, it doesn't get pushed away from being a korban. And now the Rambam says, what is it analogous to? How about an animal? It's a good animal. Everything was fine. And now it developed a blemish. But the blemish...
It's a temporary blemish.
Then we find out it went away 2 weeks later.
It was just acne.
So now what happens to that animal? Say, well, it had a movement. It was no good. We don't use it. No, if the blemish went away, it's fine. So to speak, the blemish here was worth less than two. So it's come. So it's no difference. L'mahadavardamo. It's compared to l'mum shenaf avavar. It got a blemish, and the blemish went away. You can bring it. Okay, shkoyach.